Track 28.
So, now that the project has ended, we need to review it and I can help you plan your final assignments.
Yes, I never thought that of the 10 who started, only 6 would finish in the end. And it was really hard for them to get through the whole program. So, what have we learnt?
Well, I've got lots of data on the environmental systems and life support, and that's the key focus of my project report, especially considering the events last week, when the whole system came close to failing.
Right. When the life support system went offline for 4 hours, they had to really race to fix it. If that happened on a real trip, it'd be a disaster. They could all die.
I know. It's good that they weren't actually in danger in this project. But I agree. In a real situation, people could have been killed. Who would have thought that it'd be on the front page and the first item on the evening bulletin? It shows how much interest there's been in the project. Anyway, I'm hoping to use the data to design a new system if it's not too difficult.
That would be challenging, but fascinating at the same time. I think you'll do well with that, Simon. Personally, I'd love to focus on the particularly interesting and useful data on the health of the participants. I think it'd be worthwhile writing about the physical effects of the project. You know, how they kept healthy in the long term, even though they became ill sometimes. But also about the psychological effects of living in an enclosed group like that. It'd be interesting to see if any of them will have any long-term health changes. Would either of you like to take that on?
Well, I'm not sure if I could take that on as well as producing an assessment of the life support issues. I feel that those are more significant in view of the current developments in technology to support this kind of expedition. I've already looked at the latest reports in the popular science magazines. Though there are some fascinating articles due in the next journal of space studies, maybe I could beat them to it.
That'd be a great idea, Simon, to write an article. But for me, the main thing is the efficiency of the crew and how well they manage to perform their duties. I'm focusing specifically on their abilities to work under the stresses of living in an enclosed environment. I'm going to analyse how well they manage to maintain their effectiveness over time.
That's interesting. Maybe you could include a section on the psychological effects of long-term isolation. Remember the incident early in the project? It'd be very interesting to follow that up with the latest developments and results. I can give you some of the latest research on the subject from other studies for you to compare. I think it would significantly enhance your research and findings.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. It shouldn't be too difficult to develop a wider theme to include the psychological studies. I'll work out a structure for next week.
That's great, Maria. We can meet again next Wednesday, and I can help you structure it. And what about you, Simon? Do you think you have enough?
Yes, thanks, Dr. Thornton. I've got plenty to think about, especially as the study of life support was the main aim of the whole project. I could include some observations about the effects on the physical and mental health of the participants, as it's relevant.
That's fine, then. Is there anything else you want to discuss?
One thing I'm really surprised about is that they managed to complete the project without any extra costs. Everyone was expecting it to go over the original $10 million. I personally thought that it might even go up to something like $12 million.
Well, actually, it says here that the final cost was $9.5 million, so they saved $500,000 in the end.
They could give that to us to fund our projects. Is there anything about future developments?
Well, I heard that they're going to share their research results with government and private organizations. There are a few other organizations planning trips to Mars that would love to study the results. I'm not sure the government is planning anything, but they'd be interested anyway.
What about a follow-up? Are they planning another project?
Well, depending on the results from this one, they're going to decide whether to have another one that will last a year. Obviously, they'll have to find some more participants. Would either of you be interested in taking part?
It depends. I wouldn't say no, but I'd have to think a long time about it. I don't know if I'd want to be cut off for so long.
I think you should bear it in mind. It would be so interesting to see how staying in a situation like that for a year affects physical and mental health. I'd love to follow your progress myself. I might even volunteer. What about you, Simon?
Oh, you wouldn't catch me inside one of those places. I'll be happy to follow what goes on and see how the whole system works over a year, but definitely from the outside, not the inside. I wouldn't mind working for the company, though. It'd be great to study it and get paid at the same time.
Well, thank you, both of you. You've produced excellent results, and I'm looking forward to seeing your final submissions.